This episode sponsored by Lease End. Before you return your leased car, stop. You could be handing back the exact car you should keep. If you already love the car in your driveway, Lease End makes buying it out simple. No dealership pressure, no back and forth, just a straightforward way to keep the car you already know and trust. Tell Lease End what you're driving, and Lease End handles the financing, so you can buy it out quickly, often with better terms than the dealership. Why give back the car you already love? With Lease End, you can keep what's already yours in every way that matters. Visit leaseend.com. That's leaseend.com before your lease is up. Lease End. Keep the car. Skip the dealership.
ESPN 97.5.
Good name. Totally fits.
A Gao Media Station. KFC. Mont Bellevue, Houston. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hour number two, three-hour show about to continue. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, Joel on a Tuesday. We were talking in hour number one about the greatest games of all time, and I said if you can't give us another example of a better game, then you should give credit where credit's due. It was last night's contest. So we've been kicking around some possibilities. You've been throwing out some suggestions. In the meantime, you guys are verifying what we all thought, which is Barry's extremely mean. We continue on. So with that said, let's get Ryan in here real quick because we're going to wrap up with the greatest game conversation. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, guys. So the greatest game ever, I thought it was a really good game. I was pretty much on the edge of my seat watching it last night. And then, you know, coming down to the final minute, I'm kind of wondering what was Sean McVay thinking with inside of 2 minutes and you're throwing the ball and the Chiefs still got three timeouts. Why aren't you running Gurley to, you know, secure the victory, but instead you give them another shot to get back into the game. So I want to get y'all's thoughts on that. And then a couple great games that come to mind recently, Saints in Minnesota last year in the playoff round, and then, of course, the Patriots and Atlanta in the Super Bowl. That was a great game. And then I wanted to get y'all's opinion. If this game was played in Mexico City, do you think it would have been a different result than last night?
Okay. Appreciate the call, Ryan. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. We can start with that last question. I don't think the game would have been any different on a neutral field because I don't know that the Rams' home field advantage is really all that much of an advantage.
Let me say this.
Now,
if the field wasn't in tip-top condition, it would have had a huge impact on the game.
True, but I mean, you know, on a neutral field, I feel like these teams, you could make a case for the fact that the Rams are maybe a little more amped up and charged up because of all the tragedies going on out in L.A. and in California, and there was that game was dedicated to it. But I mean, was that good enough for 3 points? I mean, home field advantage is good for 3 points. I still think the game plays out the exact same way. In fact, when you look at the numbers, I want to say when the game started or when the line came out and it was scheduled to be played in Mexico City, it was the Rams were favored by 2.5. So it's not that there was that much of a difference by going. That was on a neutral field. So
I think the players stay the same regardless of where you play the game.
Yep.
So at least you know going in that you're going to get the same attempts to be productive. The only thing that would slow them down is the case of the field conditions like that or weather. But I'll say this too. Did you notice with the Coliseum last night? And obviously the Rams are waiting for their new stadium, and so are the Chargers when they play in the soccer stadium. But last night had that feel of like a late 70s game because it was so dark except for on the field and the bowl and those suites and everything like that.
Yeah.
It just felt like an old school game. And then they play with this new offensive system where they're just putting points on the board like until it tilted.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I just thought everything about it was great.
Somebody texted and said, if you don't like defense, it was a good game. The game was terrible. Flags all over the place because weak calls. I feel sorry for defensive players. I'll stick to college football.
That's a bit of a salty, bitter take.
I mean, the game wasn't terrible. But I respect your opinion. Now, I will say this, and I tweeted it out as a joke, but I wasn't sure if the 63.5 was the over-under for points or penalties, because
the Chiefs started off like they were going to have a penalty on every play.
There was a ton of penalties on both sides of the ball and a lot of interceptions and fumbles and sacks. But that kind of negates your point about – I mean, there was three defensive touchdowns in a game of 100 points. That kind of are you saying the defense is, as long as they're not scoring, it's okay? Because they put up 21 points, these defenses did combined.
That's exactly
they
what
they
did.
They had seven sacks. There was plenty of defense.
Those are the people that think that the played. Only thing that exemplifies what good defense is.
6-3.
A game that scores 10 points or less, then your defense played fantastic.
You can have a 6-3 game then, sir.
Yeah, because when you look at it, and we already highlighted this, all of the turnovers, interceptions, fumble recoveries, defense scoring touchdowns, so some on both sides, points on the board were responsible because of where the defense was responsible for. So, there's lots of ways to look at it, but the defense still was there and a huge part of that game last night.
Yep.
So, I mean, okay. Everybody's going to have their take, so we can just move on. So.
There were six defensive and special teams touchdowns in the game.
Yeah.
Six.
Yep. And both quarterbacks accounted for 10 touchdowns.
Seven turnovers.
Those are numbers that are not going to tell you that it was a boring game, that defense wasn't played in the game, any of that stuff. And like I said, the only thing that you have going in the Rams' favor, because their defense is not living up to billing at all, is if they get Talib back and they have some depth in the secondary and a guy that can play real good man-to-man coverage. But other than that, you just hope that the game, whoever the Saints have to play of those two teams, and if these and you know, leading up to it, Rams and Saints are going to be a spectacular matchup if that they should meet in the playoffs. And the old school Steelers and Patriots type styles, if they have to try and slow down the Chiefs and which style wins out, that's going to be fun football in the playoffs. So even if your team's not in it, you want to see who wins those games and you want to make sure you don't miss those games.
I agree. I showed you guys, I need to tweet this. I need to find it on Twitter. But the dude that lost his mind at the Blockbuster.
That's crazy. Was it a Blockbuster or a GameStop?
Or GameStop, sorry. Yeah, there's no more Blockbuster.
A Blockbuster.
at the GameStop. So this dude goes and apparently he buys Fallout 76, which I've not heard good things about, by the way. You said you're playing...
Call of Duty. And you're playing Redhead Redemption, right?
Redhead Redemption?
Yeah.
No.
That's what it is.
I'm not... No, that's
what
not...
What is it?
Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, I thought it was Redhead Redemption.
No, that's like the porn version.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Cowboy fans to Jason Garrett.
That's Trey.
Redhead Redemption.
That's Trey.
Or that.
This dude goes to return the game, and apparently they won't give him his money back. They'll give him a store credit. So he literally pushes over. He does the calm walk away where he's like, I'm really getting pissed off right now. And then he walks away, and somebody's videoing it, and he goes off frame for a second, and then all of a sudden you just hear, like, he just starts knocking over displays all the way out the store. And the dude that just walked in is just looking at him like, what have I just walked in on? It was hilarious.
And if you can imagine any GameStop, it's just as cluttered as any game. There's so many displays in every GameStop, it's ridiculous.
It's at one great point.
It's like being at a garage sale almost. You're just like, there's just too much crap in here.
And even as he's going out, right at the door, they have those two security, like, you know, stand-up things on either side of the door, and he even ripped one of those down.
Oh, it's wild.
I'm surprised that hasn't happened before, because gamers get angry.
I can't find the actual video. I think it's
See the video of the dude that lost in the semifinals of the Madden tournament and came back with a handgun and started shooting everybody up.
At all.
Just ridiculous how intense these gamers are.
I just tweeted it out because I can't find it on Twitter, but I think it's a Facebook video, but it's on Bro Bible. But yeah, I imagine when the Packers lose, that's Pac-Man Joel in his 9K. Nice.
I don't have any anger in my body, and I don't have a temper.
You shut your mouth right now.
I don't know what the evil picture you are trying to paint.
Are you kidding me? We had to have Jerry and the guys call in and tell us to throw socks at the TV because you lose your mind.
That.
I've seen your man cave. It looks soundproof, too.
Oh, not as much as I thought it was, but I've told you that. But at the same time, it's decent. But yeah, no, they were giving us suggestions of what to do when you watch games. They didn't say it was me.
No, you're twisting it again, Donald. No, I don't.
But there's a poll out, all texting, no tweeting.
Yeah.
Who's the meanest suspect? He's I voted for Joel.
Well, okay, I'll go vote for him then.
Nick. That's very nice.
I just, he was.
I thought we were on the same
team.
Oh,
yeah,
for
I
once.
Did vote for the wrong person. I meant to vote for Barry. Can you undo your vote?
I kind of felt like he was being too thirsty with it because he was like, he put the poll out and then he's tagging his own troll.
I shouldn't have mentioned it.
He's tagging, he's tagging his own troll account. He's the one that made Fart Shirara.
Oh, is that him?
Probably. And now he's like, do I need to make a Barry is mean account? And it's like, I mean,
that I'm okay with.
If you have nothing better to do, sure.
Everybody,
feel free.
The new thing is to set up mock accounts for everybody.
I know. I just want them to
let's bring back the living room. Because that was one of my
whatever
favorites.
Happened to that Twitter.
I don't know. That was one of my favorites. We should just continue to have like that.
And better call Joel. Is he still around?
Yeah, he on occasion. I feel like all of the troll accounts are all texting, no tweeting. I feel like that he's the main culprit of all of them.
Well, just don't bring Nestor and his crew in.
But
this.
I did go vote for Joel.
You're an
There's four votes. That's how sad the poll is.
Yeah.
AT&T.
That's how sad the poll. There's four votes, and two of them are me and Nick voting for
Joel. I voted for Joel. So
I did too.
I would say one of them is AT&T.
So basically, you and I voted for Joel. There's four votes, and Joel and I are split 50-50. So there's two votes that are both for me.
Good.
That's,
should be more.
Whoever, so it had to be all texting.
You
no
created
tweeting.
This monster, so just enjoy it.
Yeah,
this,
well,
all right?
You know what? Right now we're tied for the meanest.
I'm going to vote from the ESPN account.
For yourself.
From the Sports Map account.
Oh, my God. You're just as bad.
From the...
you and all your accounts.
See, you and all your accounts. That's why you went on Way Back Wednesdays, because your bots and all your accounts vote for you. That just solved it. Now we figured it out.
Yep. No, because you can see it. It's a public record. It's a public record. If ESPN votes for any one of us, it's public.
See him squirming?
Yeah.
No,
I see it. Slithery.
I'm not squirming at all.
Slithery, dirty tactics by Nick.
No. Okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're not going to do a poll this week because I don't want you guys crying about losing, you know.
Remember when you lost every week for a long time?
I believe it was me. No, it was you by 1%. Yeah, I forgot. Forgot about that. My bad.
So suck it. Okay.
And I won the week before, so suck it again.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You tied.
I have a screenshot, too, where I won by 1%, and then you wanted to come in and be the judge and jury that got the final vote.
I'm just saying what my screen said. It was 42% combined or even.
There was a radius limit for voting. You were out. You were in freaking El Paso or New Mexico. It didn't count.
Joel is 0 for 2018 in the polls. He's not won this year.
Throw it to break, Barry.
We'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back! Knee-deep, hour number 2, 3-hour show, Usual Suspects, on a Tuesday. We know we have to do a Way Back Wednesday theme. We're working on it. So we got a lot of football. And a couple things basketball-wise, because we normally don't get to a whole lot of it. But one, J.R. Smith and the Cavaliers have reached an agreement to part ways while the Cavs try and trade him. Interesting to see if anybody wants him. And Markelle Fultz's agent says that he's going to explore shoulder injuries that may need surgery or treatment. Chuck Hayes just tweeted into that and said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, because it makes Chuck Hayes look like a smooth shooter. Oh, my God. God, is he awful.
Is that what he's blaming it on, his shoulder?
Yeah. The agent's kind of covering for him, saying that he's got a lingering shoulder issue that needs to be addressed medically again. No, he's got some brain waves that aren't attaching the right way, because that is all mental, the way he is. It makes Chuck Hayes literally look like J.J. Redick.
It's so funny that he's struggling with this issue, and he hesitates so much, and you expect it to happen, and it happens almost every single time. Like, the way that he bobbles the ball or he hesitates when he shoots.
It's a basketball drill, and I think they also do it in volleyball, like practicing setting, where you just use your fingertips, and between your two hands, the ball passes in a short space between the two hands as you just kind of get the fingertip touching of the ball going.
Right.
he does that all the way to the top of his head and then just shoots the free throw. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. I get, you know, like having a little hitch in the get up, but that's just weird.
I bet you people on the lane are like, hey, this is Fultz.
I can't really.
Be careful. Don't step over the line. He's about to hesitate and have a hiccup. Don't.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
don't
step
cause
the lane,
a lane violation.
Yeah.
I did that once in not in the 3-point hook shot game, but in I think I was playing Salukis.
Which what?
It's like a AAU league or something like that. But I was at the free throw line. And I faked the shot. And so I dribbled. You know, you do your three bounces and then you get ready to shoot it. And I pump faked at a free throw. I have no idea why I pump faked a free throw and then went to dribbling again. And everybody just piled in the lane when I pump faked. And the referee blows the whistle and goes, bro, you can't pump fake a free throw. And they ball
but
out.
But you know you can, because in the NBA, a lot of guys, if they were worried about missing it, if you don't pause.
But you can't go back to dribbling again.
No, you can't. Right.
But I pump faked and then went and did more dribbling. Okay. And he was like, no, you
can't. A lot of guys,
I didn't even know that was a rule, to be honest.
Because a lot of guys
you.
In the league.
Neither did I, obviously.
Especially when coaches started thinking about the whole Chuck Hayes thing, was they'd have the players do the hesitation and then shoot it. Because if you miss it.
You get another one.
The lane violation gives you another one. But if you make it, it counts.
Yeah.
Yep.
So guys took the stress off themselves by trying to work that in.
Yeah. Barry, there was a kid riding his bike off my driveway at the time I pulled up, and I blared my horn at him. Does that make me get off my lawn, guy? I mean, a little bit.
It's a kid.
But I'm saying I'd probably do the same.
Look, you're not as bad as a parent as a guy who let his little kid get electrocuted by the outlet.
That call?
That was a bad parent.
Oh, you were out.
Cody Stoops was filling in.
Oh, my God, Barry.
What did I miss?
So I was talking about the fact that Taylor went running in to the living room the other night on the hardwood floor with socks. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting in the kitchen on the computer, and I looked up right as her feet kind of slipped out from under her, and she hit her head on the coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was worried, and I said, walking into school the next day, I was so worried because I was like, they're going to think that I beat my kid and all these things. And it just created a discussion.
Because you're prone to fits of anger.
Wrong. And so I believe it was Coach Doc.
It was Coach Doc who called in.
Coach Doc calls in, right? And instead of blasting us on something we said, he starts talking about the fact that his son used to have a propensity to have his keys all the time as like a toy whenever they were out. But his son also liked to see if the key could fit in electrical outlets. And they were constantly making sure that he didn't get to the outlet to see it through. Well, they were at the bank one day, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to teach him a lesson. I'm going to let him do it. And the kid put a key in the electric socket. Nick and I are like, you're lucky he's not dead or brain damaged or anything like that. And Doc's like, he taught him a lesson. He's 26 now. He's good. I'm like, what did he do?
He said the bank wanted to call the police. I'm like, yeah, they should have.
Yeah.
On your ass.
That's a little extreme.
I went home and told Lisa. I was like, you think you got it bad here? Oh, my God. Because I'm always like, let Taylor just get up, wipe the dirt off. She's going to be fine. Don't baby her. She's going to be tougher that way.
That's a little extreme. You know what? Let him play with that gun. He'll shoot himself once, and he won't do that anymore. Like, what? You can't. No, you don't want to go that far. I don't know. My dad was kind of like that. Like, you'll only mess with it once. But I don't think he would ever let me electrocute myself.
Now, where are you on the whole? And it might have been while you were out as well. The Lamar High School thing, where the kid got shot right across the street from Lamar High School.
Mm-hmm.
His parents came out yesterday. They're saying it's gang related.
Yeah.
They're still trying to find the people that did it. But his dad came out yesterday and said, "Parents, look at your social media, because my kid was not a gang member, but on social media he posed with a gun and a wad of cash." And then got into a back and forth with several people that turned out to be gang members, which essentially sealed his fate. And he's like, you can't. And then, but here's the thing. When they did the research from the police department, the money came from his dad's shop. The gun was his dad's.
Ooh.
So now you're sending out a fair warning for parents. But at the end of the day, the props that were used to set this whole thing up were yours, and why does your kid have access to both?
Yeah, that is...
It's a messy situation.
Yeah, especially with the gun thing. You got to... Even if they're in high school, you should still keep that locked up.
When you hear stories about the kids, when you talk about things where kids accidentally...
We had one of my best friends in high school. His brother killed himself playing Russian roulette with a gun that he stole from his dad. And, you know, it was just like, man, you even in high school, you've got to keep
You've
got to keep it locked up.
Like, most of the kids still bringing guns in their backpacks, they know where their parents' gun is and they're bringing it to school.
And I have my concealed carry license. I'm not anti-gun. I do think you've got to have some responsibility around your house. So, like, when we have kids come over to the house, I put my guns up and locked and away somewhere. So
see, that's smart. But I have several listeners that tweet me that said, mine stays under my pillow. And I'm thinking, not all of you have young kids, but Taylor spends a lot of time in and around our bed, especially even at night. If she falls asleep there, we just leave her alone.
Mine's in a holster.
I could not imagine if Taylor in the middle of the night put her hand under the pillow and pulled out a gun.
Oh, Lord. No, mine has, I have this little sleeve that slides into the mattress. It's between the mattress and the box spring, and it's got a holster on the side of the bed. So it's literally, I just put my hand down my side, and the gun's right there with a flashlight. But when the kids come over, I put that away. So.
I've told you my buddy here that does for not DJ Swearinger like, but they do customized cars.
Mm-hmm.
They do it now where they build a holster right on the driver's side door. So.
Wow. Well, speaking of custom, you know what? If you need custom jewelry, I got somebody you need to get in touch with. He walked me through buying a diamond. He made my wife happy because she had something very specific that she wanted. And Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelry was able to come through in the clutch for me. Mark, tell the people how you can help them this holiday season.
Well, you know, it's that time of the year. How do you hear me? Do you hear me pretty good?
Excellent.
The other day I was talking and it kept going in and out.
We hear you great this time.
All right. Well, you know, it's busy. It's that time of the year.
Yeah.
Everybody's off work. If you're driving in the car and you're thinking, what am I going to do for Christmas? I got to do diamonds. If you came home, just think if she opened the box for Christmas and you had diamonds. Diamond pendant, earring, bracelet. And, you know, we have stuff that starts at $200. So you can get her something nice for Christmas. Don't just get her some clothes. You got to get her diamonds. If you get her diamonds, it's going to be the best deal in the city of Houston. It's at Klein's Jewelry. We've been doing it for years. I've been doing it since 1990. Obviously, I'm doing something right. So if you go to the mall, you're going to get jacked up. If you go to some half-price sale, don't do it. Just come to Klein's. It's the best deal in the city of Houston. If you want something made, custom rings, earrings, bracelets, pendants, loose diamonds, you want a quote over the phone, I can do it. I'll give you a quote, and if the price isn't better, don't get it from me. But it will be. It'll be the best deal in the city of Houston. You've got to come to Klein's Jewelry. You can give us a call, 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. Check out KleinsJewelry.com. We're located right here on Westheimer and Fountain View. Give us a call. We're here today. We're here tomorrow. We'll be here Friday. We'll be here Saturday. Getting ready for that Christmas season, ready to take care of you. Come and see us. We're going to take care of you every single day.
And I tell you what, he helped me because I don't know anything about diamonds. I didn't know what to look for, and I didn't want my wife to – he'll walk you through the entire process. He'll educate you on how to buy a diamond and what to look for. It's a foolproof plan going with Klein's Fine Jewelry. Mark, we appreciate it, man. Thank you as always.
Hey, thanks for everything.
All right, 832-316-1388, KleinsJewelry.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep your wife happy this holiday season.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. It's the second half of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, it's Joel on a holiday Tuesday in the big city. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride and hopefully you're entertained along the way. Yes, sir, indeed.
Can we, at some point, maybe 3 o'clock hour, we'll do give away some more tickets to my shows this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Is that cool? If you weren't tuned in yesterday, I'll be headlining the Jilt Joint Comedy Showcase this weekend. Last minute booking too. I just found out this past weekend that I'll be working it this weekend. So hopefully you guys can come out. If you don't win tickets, you can just go to, you can just go to barryisfunny.com and there's a link to get tickets on that front page. Cause that's easier than trying to remember jokejointcomedyshowcase.com. So barryisfunny.com, there's a link for tickets. Use Barry is Funny as the promo code and you'll get half off.
Is this going to be like a Thanksgiving themed performance?
No, I don't have any turkey jokes.
Okay.
I'm
just curious.
It's just going to be mean.
Huh?
Just going to be a mean performance?
Spirited, just a mean.
I'm not mean on stage.
Chew some of these hecklers out on Thanksgiving week.
Time out. Did you tell, while you were on stage, did you tell a grown-ass man to suck his son's D? I don't think that's friendly. I don't think that's soft and giddy and light.
He had it. Well, that's a poor choice
of words. Yeah, that'd be a really poor choice of words.
Yeah, I don't mean to say he had it coming. He deserved it. How about that? He was
a little vulgar with
him. He was obnoxious.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying. He also, we started a theme for today.
But you obviously were equally as vulgar.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So on the text line, somebody said, hey, fellas, have y'all discussed the Astros not wanting to include Forrest Whitley in the Paxton trade? He even thanked Luno on Twitter. And he did. He came out and said, thanks, Jeff Luno, for not trading me to the Yankees. I wonder if it was sarcastic, though. I wonder if he was like, gee, thanks for not letting me go to the big baseball market of the Yankees.
And it got that kind of reaction, too, because I saw the tweet when it came out and I retweeted it. But everyone was on board. And I was like, I wonder if his agent was okay with him doing that.
Yeah.
You know, because the Yankees inevitably gave up their top prospect, Sheffield, amongst three prospects to get Paxton. So,
it's a good get. Paxton's had a couple of good years. He was kind of toiling there for the first 3 years in the majors. He's had some injury issues. That's the big thing. Can he stay healthy? There were some Astros diehards on Astros Twitter that were upset. And I get it. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to trade your best prospect and you're going to get rid, you know, you're going to make that move, I think you could do better than Paxton.
I agree.
And I'm not suggesting that Paxton is not a really good pitcher and won't be an ace or doesn't have ace potential. But I'm just saying there's a rumor out there that the Astros are interested in Paul Goldschmidt. What would you rather have? Would you rather go out and get a Paul Goldschmidt, or would you rather go out and get a Paxton who on this team might not even be the ace of the staff?
He'd probably be the third best pitcher on the staff. And
so, I mean,
You see the names. Over time, and was still enough left in the tank, because Mad Bomb is out there, but he's kind of on the downside.
Mm-hmm.
Corey Kluber is a guy that has proven it and continues to prove it to where you could see giving up your top. If you're the Yankees and you give up Sheffield and you get Kluber, I get it. But, you know, and I know it seems like the Yankees always have the prospects to give too, but they're already trying to trade Sonny Gray back to the A's or whoever will take him, because that didn't work out well.
Did you hear why? Because he got booed so much, they felt like emotionally, he couldn't handle playing in Yankee Stadium.
And I've heard a lot of things
because
about
his performances were
so
bad.
The whole New York thing is really hard on
him. It rattled him. And Brian Cashman to come out and say, well, you know, we try to evaluate it. We try to talk to friends of the players and people that have played with these guys in the past and former coaches and stuff to see, but it's not something that we can control. If a guy can't handle the environment, you know, we try, we do our due diligence. Some of the other names, you mentioned Kluber, you mentioned Bumgarner, but other names that are on the market that the Astros are probably exploring is Carlos Carrasco, Trevor Bauer, Zach Greinke, and the Mets' Noah Syndergaard. So all names on MLB rumors.
Trevor Bauer in an Astros uniform.
Oh, my God.
Someone's calling him Tyler, for one.
For sure.
And he would have a lot of fences to mend, starting with Alex Bregman and all those guys. And Brent Strom, for all of the accusations made about spin rate and cheating and everything else.
Yeah. By the way, though, on the Paul Goldschmidt rumor, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic is the one that said the Astros and Cardinals have had the most meaningful discussions with the Arizona Diamondbacks, though nothing is like imminent. But there's probably going to be other teams, and the Diamondbacks have to decide if they're going to trade him or re-sign him. But that is there right now. There's some discussion on that. And you know, he's a hometown guy. He's from Houston.
Yes. And JT Realmuto is another guy that they've been hot and heavy after. And similar to what you just said, but even more so, is the Marlins have been receiving offers from both the Astros and the Braves. And their propensity is to not trade within their division to the Braves. So they're very much astute and trying to pay as much attention as possible to Luno and the Astros to see what they're going to offer. But they, too, have wanted either Tucker or Whitley. And I'm telling you, Barry, I just have this feeling, and I know it's a small sample size, but what I've seen of Tucker to me says he's a guy you can trade. Just pick your poison. Do you want a pitcher with him, or do you want a catcher with him? But I would trade him, because he just looks like either it's going to take some time for him to be ready, but I don't see the hype train living up.
Well, he fizzled
him living
when
up
he came
it.
Up. I mean, when you look at other rookies that came up that were highly regarded and highly touted, like he was.
Look at the Yankees.
I mean, yeah, look at the Yankees. Look at Acuna and the Braves.
And the Braves, right.
I mean,
look at the Nationals.
There are plenty of stories of guys that were considered to be as good as Tucker in the minors, and the difference is they lived up to their potential when they had their chance, and he didn't. He fizzled. So, yeah, your value goes down, but that works both ways. He's not as valuable to other teams as well, I'd be willing to bet you. One other note for the Astros. Oh, go ahead.
Did you I was going to say, because Real Muto is a guy that's proven himself.
Yeah.
So you get a guy like that. And on the Trevor Bauer thing, the other thing amongst all the other things about why the Astros wouldn't and shouldn't do that deal, can you put him back on the same team as Gerrit Cole? They hated each other at UCLA, and you're going to bring this guy in?
Right.
Not.
They're also discussing their Astros have made an initial offer to Charlie Morton as well. This is according to Bob Nightingale of USA Today on his Twitter account. They haven't reported the dollar amount. It was reasonable to expect that the value of the pact is less than $17.9 million for 1 year. They're saying it's a 1 year offer. And since they didn't give him a qualifying offer, which is what that would have been, it wouldn't make sense to give him more money than that. If you were going to give him $17.9 million, you'd make the qualifying offer and then get a draft pick if he signed somewhere else, or get a pick. So it's probably less than that, but they're saying that it's probably a 1 year deal. I would be okay if they offered him a 2 year deal.
One or two. The only thing that worries me is just where are we at with the shoulder?
And where is he at mentally? Because he talked about not wanting to pitch much longer either.
Yeah, so he wanted to retire. He loves Houston. I thought hometown discount. And also, like I said, the main thing to me is, what's the medical status of the shoulder?
Yeah, and you got him at a great rate when you got him, because he far exceeded that $14 million. I think it was $14 million over 2 years. So you're probably looking at some. I couldn't see paying him. You know,
I think it was $14 a year over 2 years. Was it?
Was it $14 a year?
I think.
Okay.
I don't want. I thought that was for the 2 year deal, but regardless, it turned out to be a bargain with the way he pitched.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why I thought it was 14 over two. But I can look it up on Spot Track.
And you know, when you look at everything and the way they're doing it, and next year is going to be the difficult year.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do anything, do it now. And I just want to remind people of the fact that what we keep reminding, every year you hear different names as the untouchables for the Astros farm system. And it goes to the point of it's a 50-50 crapshoot if these guys actually pan out. Because when you talk about the Marteses and the Derek Fishers and all the people that used to be that untouchable top prospect, and look where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they're not on the Astros roster, but they're still somewhere lost in the system. Although I think Derek Fisher's still lost. They just can't find him after the illness that he had. Overall, that's why you trade the prospects to get the players, because the time is now. The window's still open, and the Astros are trying to win it again.
And Morton's 2 year, $14 million, $7 a year.
Wow, that's a great deal. Yeah. That was a bargain.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a good deal for him to get him at $7 million a year. So I can't see you.
Remember when
offering
you and I,
a 1 year is $18 million deal. I could, if they were to offer him somewhere in the neighborhood of 10, maybe for 2 years, or a 1 year deal at 10 with a
like
club
11
option.
Or 12 as maximum. And
well,
yeah,
we'll do a 10 year deal for 1 year and then a club option or something like that. Or I don't know, but I think they could do worse. But they've got some young arms too, and he's 35, and you have to question, like you said, his injury history, and is his head in the game? Does he still want to play?
Yeah. Remember when you and I, when they signed him, we were like, who? Yeah. What? What are they doing? And why didn't they bring back Doug Fister? And now, hey, turned out to be another very astute move by Jeff Luhnow.
Yeah, in the long line.
We're going to continue to roll on. If you do want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's the number to reach us on the HRNP listener line, where you can call and or you can text. You can also, as always, hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. Before we hit the break, we want to remind you, tomorrow night wraps up the three-game homestand for your Houston Rockets, as they are serving up the basketball with all the fixins when Blake Griffin and the Pistons hit H-Town at Toyota Center tomorrow night. Take advantage of the Rockets Thanksgiving special presented by Rocket. Two tickets, two hot dogs, two bottles of beer, water, or soda, starting as low as just $59. You know, you got family coming in or friends, and you know they're going to be here for a while, and you want to find out some ways to get some cheap entertainment. Well, you get this all in one big package. That means you get the tickets, you get the food and drink, you get great Rockets basketball, one low price, as low as $59 a ticket. Why wouldn't you consider that? First 3,000 fans through the door receive a Rockets jersey key phone ring presented by Rocket as well. So it just behooves you. Go to Rockets.com. rockets.com. Get your Thanksgiving special today. And while you're there, make sure you realize rockets.com, one-stop shop for everything Houston Rockets. You can access the merchandise from there, all the ticket options and the ticket packages that they have going on. And, of course, get every bit of information on not only the team, but the Power Dancers, Clutch the Bear, and their entertainment as well. Rockets.com is your one-stop shop. Check it out now, including that great Rocket package for tomorrow night. That's R-O-K-I-T package. It's the Thanksgiving special, and it's going to be a deal you don't want to miss. Two tickets, two hot dogs, two bottles of beer, water, or soda, $59.
ESPN 97.5.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number two of the three-hour extravaganza. The love can be felt throughout the studio.
I just told Nick he's number one.
I believe you just flicked me off.
No, nope, I just said you're number one.
No, you in flicked me off in through the glass.
Was that Tyler trying to make me jealous with the Reese's peanut butter cups?
Yeah. Is that from Joel's stash?
Yeah. Tyler would care to say thank you or no? Just reap the benefits of everything and then poo-poo on people on the show.
Go be fat, Tyler. No one cares. I'm trying to get skinny, not be a big fatty like you.
He's a radio guy. Do you think he cares that he's fat? And he's not that fat.
He is.
Is he?
No.
He is kind of fat.
Not. You guys.
Now let's just get L.U. Dillon on Tyler and start calling him fat.
That's
day.
True. Yeah,
I like that idea.
Yeah, since he's actually fat and you're not,
which is true.
All right, this is a long text, but I read it in advance.
Oh boy!
But I'm going to read it because I'm curious what you guys think. Okay.
Okay.
So it's long. So just bear with me for a minute while I read this. All right.
I thought we had a rule on long text.
I know, and I read it, but it's kind of a good topic. Hey, guys, this is Isaac, a.k.a. Iceman. All right. Longtime listener, first-time texter. I have a rule about listening to radio people that I never want to know what they look like because for some weird reason, I like to picture radio people in my head. So I picture what y'all look like just based off of your voices, and I don't Google you, and nor do I follow you on social media. So when I hear Barry, I picture Sal from Impractical Jokers. And I Googled Sal.
I know what Sal looks like. I used to watch that show all the time.
Nope. Not really.
You don't really look like him.
No. Not swing and a miss on that one, Iceman. When I hear Joel, I picture a cool version of Colin Cowherd. Nope. Not even close.
Nope, but I like the cool version.
I don't like the cool version at all. No, that makes zero sense.
That was the dumbest. You shut your mouth, meanie.
That was the stupidest part of the whole text. When I hear Nick, I picture Efren Ramirez. E-F-R-E-N Ramirez. And I have no idea who that is.
I think I know who he's talking about, but I want to make
pretty
sure.
Pretty close. Yeah, pretty close.
That dude looks mean,
Oh,
too.
No, that's not the Efren I was thinking. Nope. Really nope. Close. That looks nothing
you know
like
is?
Me.
He's you know
Nick
who he
with,
is?
He's Nick with hair and Barry's glasses.
He's Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Is he really? I don't even remember that.
That's pretty accurate, Iceman.
No, it's
Nick
not.
Does
it's
look like
not
Pedro.
Even close.
Nick does look like Pedro from not Napoleon Dynamite.
It looks like Nick with a rug and your glasses.
And which all makes sense on Wednesdays. Vote for Nick. Vote for Pedro.
Oh, boom.
That makes sense. That's why you win all the way back Wednesdays, Pedro, because you got it like that. Mm. No, Nick doesn't look like Pedro. There are some, I mean, like, I don't know. No, if you put them side by side, I don't think so. Although of the three, I think that might be the closest. And it's not that close, Nick. I'm not suggesting that you look like Pedro. But of the three, I think that might be the closest.
I have to put a side-by-side of Sal because I know what he looks like.
Just Google Sal from Impractical Jokers. I would say in order of closeness, like 4 out of 10 for you, 3 out of 10 for me, and 2 out of 10 with Joel.
It's pretty fair.
I would say, yeah, he was the closest with you, but it's not that close.
I mean, I'm not upset either way, but...
You don't look like Pedro from... That's so funny, though.
A cool version of Colin Cowherd.
Look, there's
I like that.
Nick, that's you right there, buddy. That's you.
I've seen him. I've seen the Google images.
Hey.
I've seen him.
The mustache?
I would never rock a mustache like that.
Can you just rock the mustache only
would
for me?
Never do
Please?
That.
Please? Just for like no. one day for Christmas.
I'd have to lose a bet.
Really?
Yeah, something
what
like that.
What do you
that.
Want to bet?
Did the Movember thing, by the way, lose
why don't you
juice
take? Why don't you take the Bengals and the points? I'll take the Browns.
But what do you do if you lose is the question.
I will also grow a mustache. Mine is creepy, too. Oh, it's creepy.
Your porn stash?
Oh, man.
It's bad?
Yeah. Super creepy.
Did
won't, like, people hide their children at Walmart when I have a mustache. It's creepy.
Did the Movember thing not just lose its luster this year? Because it used to be a big thing. We actually did it a year ago. Everybody in the station did it. Now
I think it's lost
I saw some
of its appeal.
Guys in the NFL that were still doing it. Some people on TV are doing it.
I lost a bet last year and had to grow the
blotches.
Facial hair for a year.
You had to grow the blotches? The blotches.
For a month. But yeah, it's I don't know why that's not been a big deal as much anymore. What is that?
That's your sideline reporter for the Texans game last week.
Oh.
I had pointed it out to our listeners earlier in
She's
the year.
She's not bad.
Melanie Collins was sideline reporter for the worse.
That's
Texans
not the one
game.
That got like mauled by a football player.
No. And then did you see
no,
that?
No, that was the on your favorite show. That was Laura
Sit out?
Rutledge on yes. On Get Up.
And then the guy that did it tried to ask her out.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, he shot a shot. Yeah.
Well, and then you saw what happened. So she had the sideline episode where she got run over.
And then the bulldog.
Yeah, in the pregame, Ugga, the University of Georgia mascot, she was on her knees and holding the leash, and everybody was kind of playing the dog. And the dog saw something off camera and decided to just take off and yeah. dragged her ass right up at the feet of Tebow and everybody on game day.
Yep.
She had a rough weekend.
Nah, she liked it. She posted it up on both videos on her Twitter. She liked the attention.
Oh, well, of course. Of course she liked the attention. So, where is it? I'm going to find it.
Melanie Collins, I guess, dates a Nashville Predator, but I ain't mad at the Nashville Predator.
She Woo. Dates a Nashville Predator?
Yeah. Hockey huh. player, not
All
the...
All right. Yeah. Oh, not just a, no. a child predator from Nashville?
A puck bunny.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, look at you.
Look at you, terminology okay. guy.
Prather Hudson is the running back that ran her over on the sideline, and she tweeted out and said, I took an L in Athens today. So many thanks to everyone at UGA Athletics for their help after this happened, even though I'm a Gator. And she got just demolished. She says she thought she was okay. She had looked back, thought the play was over, turned back to face the camera, and that's when they ran her over. So she tweeted that out, took an L today, yada, yada. He quote tweets it and says, hey, Laura M. Rutledge, really sorry I knocked you down, but I can pick you up at 7.
Wow.
You shot a shot. And I don't even know.
Did she respond?
Yeah, with the crying, laughing face. It
could
have been worse.
No. It could have been, yeah. I mean, she went with it.
And she said, no, I'm married, so.
Yeah, because I thought she was.
Yeah. So, but that's funny. That's, hey, go for it, right? It's like with Nick, with Mia Khalifa, when he just shot a shot.
I did not. That was no, you taking
did.
Over my
so
Twitter handle.
No, I was so proud of
and
you.
And my computer, and then you mentioned Mia Khalifa from my Twitter handle. That's what you did.
I was super proud of you. So, good for you. Well, we don't have time right now, do we? Because we have a hard break,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to waste.
I love Troy.
I do, too. So, Troy, hang in there, buddy. We're going to get you in the 3 o'clock hour. I don't want you to have to, shorten your call because we're going to be up against a hard break here in just a second. So
there you go.
Hang in there, bud.
All right. So we've got 1 hour to go in the big show. Still plenty more to get to. We can get back to the football game, Monday Night Football last night, which was so fantastic. If you so desire, other things that we can still get to. Rockets off until tomorrow when they host the Detroit Pistons looking for 5 straight. Some NBA news and notes that we haven't gotten to. We did cover some of that. But also whatever's on your mind that you want to get off your chest and you want to be a part of the show like Troy, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can also hit us up on Twitter. And we'll be happy to, within reason, get you in on the show.
By the way, one more thing that I want to get to before we go off. So Thursday, and if we don't get to it today, that's fine, but we'll do it tomorrow. But Thursday, Creed 2 drops, if I'm not mistaken. So I found a list. They ranked all of Rocky's opponents from worst to best. So have you guys seen all the Rocky movies?
Not all of them.
Okay, no. So we'll see. We'll get your thoughts on, you know, the opponents. And it'll be kind of interesting.
Okay. All right, cool. Hey, there you go. 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go to the big show. Don't go anywhere. The Sports Mappers join us next. It's The Usual Suspects, which means it's ESPN 97.5.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.